This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. House Democrats have taken their first steps in the impeachment investigation of U.S. President Donald Trump. They've issued subpoenas demanding documents from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and scheduling legal depositions for other State Department officials. Former Vice President and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says the charges against Mr. Trump are serious.
We have a president who's violated his oath of office. A president who has put at risk our national security. A president who may, and that would be the decision of the Congress to make, may have committed a crime.
Julie Pace, AP's Washington bureau chief, says there's a good chance Mr. Trump will be impeached.
The reality is that President Donald Trump stands a very good chance and has a high likelihood of being impeached by the House. That is, of course, because that is a Democratic majority branch of Congress. But I do think that depending on what other evidence comes out, you want to watch Republicans. They control the Senate. That is where he would be essentially on trial if the House impeaches him. Right now, no signs that the Republicans are going to be anywhere close to convicting Trump. But you do want to watch some of these Republicans, people like Mitt Romney, people like Lamar Alexander, just for signs of whether there will be a little bit of a crack in that caucus.
In another development, U.S. media reports say President Trump's special representative for Ukraine, Kurt Volker, has resigned. The Washington Post is reporting President Trump told two Russian officials in a 2017 meeting that he was not concerned about Moscow's meddling in the U.S. election, which prompted White House officials to limit access to the remarks. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's presidential election is underway. The election stations opened Saturday amid Taliban threats to attack the polls. Officials say there was an explosion Saturday outside a polling station in Kandahar that left several people seriously injured. A provincial official in the north says insurgents firing mortars on the city of Kunduz are attempting to stop voting in the national elections. More than 300 boys and men, some as young as five, and many in chains and bearing scars from beatings, have been rescued in a raid on a building that purported to be an Islamic school in northern Nigeria. Sira Lee reports.
Police said the boys were freed in a raid on a building that purported to be an Islamic school. Most of the freed captives seen by a Reuters reporter in the city of Kaduna were children aged between five and late teens. It thought some had come from neighboring countries, while local media said others had been left by their parents in what they believed to be an Islamic school or rehabilitation center. The police added that seven people who said they were teachers at the school had been arrested in Thursday's raid. It was not clear how long the captives had been held there. Police said the children have been moved to a temporary camp while attempts are being made to find their parents.
That is Reuters' Sira Lee reporting. A federal judge in California says she will block new rules proposed by the Trump administration for the detention of immigrant children. AP's Jackie Quinn has the story.
District Court Judge Dolly G says the Trump administration proposal for detaining migrant children is inconsistent with a longstanding agreement that lays out conditions for custody. Her decision comes after a hearing in which attorneys for detained children said the rules would allow the U.S. government to keep the kids locked up indefinitely instead of quickly releasing them to relatives, and would allow keeping them in facilities that aren't licensed by the state. The Trump administration wanted to detain migrant children in facilities with their parents, part of a broader crackdown on families seeking asylum at the southwest border. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Orders to U.S. factories for big-ticket manufactured goods increased slightly last month. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Commerce Department says orders for durable goods edged up 0.2% in August after a much bigger 2% gain in July. The volatile commercial aircraft sector dropped sharply, and orders in a category used as a proxy for business investment edged down 0.2%, the weakest showing since a 1.1% drop in April. This category has lagged for most of the year, likely reflecting fallout from President Trump's trade wars. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on any of these stories, please go to voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.